Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey and Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. And these Mishnahs are going to be shifting and going a little bit back to what we discussed previously when we were discussing the halachos of Meduma, namely that when we have a mixture, when we have a ta'aroves of chulin and truma, the halacha is that if there's 100 times more chulin than truma, then you're allowed to eat it. Otherwise, it's considered to be meduma, in which case you have to give it to a kohen. So now we're going to be discussing cases mostly within the realm of truma on a midrabbanon level, with truma on a rabbinic level, where we're a little bit more makel in certain circumstances when we're not sure, is this particular box truma, is it chulin, what's contained within the box? Says the Mishnah, shtei kubos, you have two boxes, achas shel truma, the achas shel chulin. One of them you know has truma in it, one of them you know has chulin, has regular food in it. Shenafla sa truma l'soch achas mehen. And you know that a sov truma fell in one of these boxes, again, one of them containing truma, one of them containing chulin. Ve'ein yodua le'ezo mehen nafla. But you're not sure which box did the truma fall into. Did it fall into the chulin? In which case it would be a case of medume, unless it's 100 times more. There's a mixture, you have to see and calculate how much more chulin than truma. Or did it fall into the box of truma, in which case you're totally fine? Says the Mishnah, Hareyani Omer, I say, this is the halacha is, L'soch shel truma nafla. You can assume that it fell into the truma box, in which case you're fine. We're dealing with a case where truma's midrabbanan, and they said that we're assuming that we're being more lenient in this case. The truma fell into the box of truma, and therefore the other box you can treat as chulin, and this box you can treat as truma, and everything is fine. However, says the Mishnah, Ein yodua ezo hi shel truma, ve'ezo hi shel chulin. If you don't know which box is truma, which box is chulin, you know one of the boxes is truma, one of the boxes is chulin, you're not sure which is which, says the Mishnah, achal achas mehen pater. You can eat one of them, assuming you're a non-Kohen, you're treating it as regular food. So you can, in your pater, maybe it's chulin, we're assuming that it's chulin, we're assuming that it's regular food, and therefore you're allowed to eat one of these boxes of food, and assume v'hashniya, and the second box, noeg baka truma, treat it like truma, because you ate one, treat it not like chulin, so assume the second one's like truma, that goes to the Kohen, v'chayeves b'chala. But says this opinion in the Mishnah, says Divrei Rabbi Meir, says Rabbi Meir, that even though we're treating it like truma, we're still obligated in separating chala, because we're still choshesh, we're still concerned perhaps that it was chulin, and you have to separate chala for chulin, you don't have to separate chala for truma, but we're treating it really like truma, but you still, according to Rabbi Meir, have to separate chala. Rabbi Yossi poter, but Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says no, that you're putter from separating chala, because it might be medum, and might be a chulin and truma mixture, in which case it's putter from chala. So that's the machlokas in our Mishnah regarding this case, where you're not sure, is it truma or chulin, it fell into one of them, you could eat it, but the question is, do you have to separate chala from it or not? Continuing in the Mishnah, Achal Acher Es Hashnia Potter. And then if another guy comes along and eats the second one, so you already ate one of them because you assumed it was chulin, and then this other guy comes along and eats the other one because he's assuming that it was chulin, that the second box was chulin, Potter. He's putter as well. Even though you assume that yours is chulin, and he's assuming he's chulin, and one of you is wrong. One of you ate truma, but you don't know which is which. Says the Mishnah, putter. You're both, you're putter, we already said, and he's putter as well, because he could assume, just like you could assume, that what you ate was a chulin, so too he could assume that what he ate was chulin as well. Continues in the Mishnah, achal achad es shteyen. However, if one person eats both of these boxes, Mishalim kikatana shebishteim. Then he has to pay. Then we assume that one of you're one person. You ate both them, so you can't assume that they're both chulin for yourself. And therefore you have to pay, but you have to pay like the smaller one of the two boxes. Whichever boxes were smaller, you have to pay based on that and give that to the Kohen, because we know for a fact that you definitely ate one is truma, but you could assume that the smaller box was the box of truma. Continuing now, dealing with similar cases in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Nafla achas mehen lesoch chulin. If one of these two kupos fell into chulin, So eina midama'atan. There's no halacha of miduma. Again, we're talking about truma on a midrabanan level, so that's why we're extra makil. And there's no halacha of miduma, because we can assume that perhaps the chulin's really what fell in. So we have chulin that fell into chulin, then we're fine. We don't have to assume the truma fell in, and then there's going to be a case of meduma where we have to calculate 100 times or not. The hashnia, but the second box, no, but truma, you got to treat it like truma, like we saw in the previous Mishnah. The chayeves bechala, and we differ mayor, and according to every mayor, there's also an obligation to separate chala, like we said before, because really, even though it's being treated like truma, might be chulin, and chulin's obligated in chala. So according to Rabbi Meir, you would have to separate chala for this second box, even though we're treating it like truma. For Rabbi Yossi, potiber, once again, Rabbi Yossi exempts it from chala because he says no, that it might be truma, in which case it would be exempt from chala. Continuing in the Mishnah, nafla shnia limakom acher. If now the second box falls now into a chulin container with chulin with regular food. It says the Mishnah, eina midama'atan, we don't assume that even if there's less than 100 times the amount of chulin than truma in there, we don't assume that there's a case of meduma, because perhaps this second box was the one that was chulin. So in both cases, we're assuming that they're both considered to be chulin. There's no case of meduma. Both cases were chulin that fell in, and therefore there's no case of meduma, even if there's less than 100 times more chulin than truma in the box. Naflu shtehen limakom echad. However, if both of these boxes fell into one place, then midamas kikitana shebishtehen. Then there is a halacha of meduma, because we know for a fact that one of them was truma, and one of them, if one of them is truma that fell into chulin, there we have to make the calculation of chulin versus truma. So there would be a case of meduma here. However, as long as we make sure that there is 100 times more chulin in the smaller box, you have two boxes, and now we have to see what's the percentage of truma to chulin. So how are we going to calculate truma? We only know one of the boxes truma, one of them was chulin. So the Mishnah says that we can, again, because we're dealing with the truma on a midrabanan level, we can say no, that we could look at the smaller box, and based on that, calculate that's truma, everything else is chulin, and see if there's 100 times more chulin than truma or not. And if it's less, then it would be a meduma. If not, then it's permitted to be eaten by a non-kohen. Quick review. Perek Zion Mishnah Hey discussed the case. You have two boxes, one of truma and one of chulin. And so if truma fell into one of them, we're not sure which one it fell into. We're not sure, says the Mishnah, that we can assume that it fell into the one with truma, and therefore if we have truma falling into a box of truma, then we are fine. However, says the Mishnah, if we're in a situation where you're not sure, you have two boxes, one of truma, one of chulin, you're not sure which is truma, one of chulin, then they see you can eat one of them, says the Mishnah, you're allowed to eat one of them and assume that it was chulin. The second one you have to treat like truma, and it was a machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir regarding whether you have to separate chala from that container of what you're treating like truma, but maybe it was chulin. Rabbi Yossi says no, Rabbi Meir says yes, and we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. And then the Mishnah concluded by saying that if a second person then goes and eats that second one, which you treated like truma, but he's treating like chulin, then he's putter as well. However, one person can't eat both of them, and if he does, then he has to pay based on the smaller amount, and assume that one of them is obviously truma for you, and you have to pay that to the kohen, and assume that what you ate was, at least the one of the boxes that you ate was certainly truma. And then Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav discussed the case where one of the boxes fell into chul, and then the question is there meduma? Do we assume the truma fell into the chul? And we said, no, there's no halacha of meduma if less than 100 times chulin was there, because we can assume that it was the chulin that fell in. However, the second one, once again, you got to treat like truma, again, a machlokas, do you have to take challah from that or not? But then the question was, what about the second box, which you treated like truma, and now it fell into chulin? So there as well, there's no halacha of meduma, because maybe that was the one that was chulin, and therefore we can treat that like chulin as well, and the halacha of meduma wouldn't apply. Again, we're dealing with truma ani midirabanan on a rabbinic level, and therefore we're extra lenient regarding them. And the Mishnah concluded by saying, however, that if both of them fell into the same place of chulin, then there would be halacha of meduma. You would have to calculate how much truma vis-a-vis the amount of chulin, but you can use the smaller box in calculating the truma and assume that was the truma in relation to the chulin. Have a great day.